A Delaware County man has been accused of overseeing the killing of hundreds of civilians during Liberia's civil war and lying about it to get into the United States. A new civil lawsuit against a one-time military commander comes just as another Liberian war criminal who's lived in Delaware County awaits sentencing in federal court. More from WHYY's Bobby Allen.
Moses Thomas has lived in Delaware County for nearly two decades after he sought refuge in the U.S. during Liberia's civil war. But a new lawsuit against him brought by a human rights organization says he got into the country by saying he was trying to escape the atrocities that he himself actually led. It's become known as the Lutheran Church Massacre. Hundreds of civilians were seeking safe haven at the Monrovia place of worship during the conflict. The Red Cross was in charge of providing aid to civilians at the shelter.
On the night of July 29th, 1990, government forces entered the church and just started indiscriminately shooting the victims inside.
That's lawyer Nasheen Sarkarati. She's with the Center of Justice and Accountability, which filed the suit in Philadelphia. The plaintiffs in the case are Liberian citizens who survived the massacre by hiding under bodies and playing dead. The suit is being brought under a federal law known as the Torture Victim Protection Act. It's intended to bring perpetrators of international crimes to justice in countries where they have not been held accountable.
Our courts determine that individuals who commit torture are actually like the modern day pirate. They're, you know, the enemies of mankind. So we really should make court systems available wherever these perpetrators are found because these abuses are so egregious.
Since it's a civil suit, if it's successful, it can only force Thomas to pay money to the victims in Liberia. He wouldn't spend any time in prison. But Sarkarati says the information they discover on him could be used by federal authorities to deport him. Since Thomas has just been served with a lawsuit, it's not yet clear who his lawyer is or what his defense might be. But the case follows the criminal conviction of Muhammad Jabate, known as Jungle Jabba, on immigration fraud charges. Jabate, like Thomas, was accused of covering up his past connection to Liberian civil wars, and they both managed to make their way to the Philadelphia area. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.